The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Some Pharisees approached Jesus and tested him, saying, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any cause whatever?" He said in reply, "Have you not read that from the beginning the Creator made them male and female, and said, 'For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.' So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, man must not separate." They said to him, "Then why did Moses command that the man give the woman a bill of divorce and dismiss her?" He said to them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, Moses allowed you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, and marries another, commits adultery." His disciples said to him, "If that is the case of a man with his wife, it is better not to marry." He answered, "Not all can accept this word, but only those to whom it is granted. Some are incapable of marriage because they were born so, some because they were made so by others, some because they have renounced marriage for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. Whoever can accept this ought to accept it." So the conversation is in three parts. The Pharisees want to test Jesus and ask him about divorce. His initial response is simply to quote what's in the law. They're not content with that, and then ask him why Moses allowed people to divorce. "Because of your hardness of heart," Jesus replies. And in a third moment, the disciples get in on the conversation and decide that Jesus' answer is too difficult. In some ways, this passage from chapter 19 of Matthew harks back to many things Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount, where he reads passages from the law and then gives a more radical interpretation of how they're now to be lived out in the kingdom of heaven, in the ethics of the kingdom. "You have heard that it was said, but I say to you." And in this passage too, he says that, "I say to you." "It was not so from the beginning," he says. "This is not how God intended it to be. The original plan for marriage did not envisage divorce." "But now," the Pharisees say to him, this is what Moses decided should be allowed. We might hear people saying, or imagine people saying, this is how the real world is. Not all marriages work out. What's the problem? "Hardness of heart," Jesus says. "Sclerocardia," the hardness of your heart, a sclerosis of the heart. Hearts becoming stone, sometimes through sin, sometimes through disappointment, rejection, betrayal. There are many reasons why human hearts become stony, begin to close down, find it all too much to bear. "And nor is it to be so in the future." This is what the disciples' question enables Jesus to say. It is not to be like this in the future. If his initial answer looks back to the past, to original innocence, from the beginning it was not to be like this, his third answer to the disciples looks forward to the future, to the kingdom of heaven, to a place where this will not be an issue again. The hardness of heart. Who will take out of our bodies these hearts of stone and give us hearts of flesh instead? Well, not ourselves. We don't have the ability, it seems, to remove these hearts of stone, to give ourselves heart of flesh. It is the gift of the Spirit, as we read in the prophet Ezekiel, who removes from our bodies hearts of stone and gives us hearts of flesh instead. We need to learn to receive. This is what Jesus says at the end. It is a matter of grace, not of something we can achieve ourselves, but of something we receive, the gift of the Spirit, the gift of God's grace. "Whoever can accept this ought to accept it," he says. Whoever accepts the invitation to live towards the kingdom of God will, by the power of God's grace, find themselves able to live according to the ethics of the kingdom. they will find their hearts of stone being turned into hearts of flesh. Not that that's going to be an easy process for any of us. Jesus himself leads the way and shows us through his death, on suffering and death on the cross, how the kingdom of heaven has been established.